Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the true and living Creator, the Holy One of Israel, the King of the universe, the Savior and the Redeemer of the world. Let everything that have breath praise the one whose name is the mighty Yahweh, by saying hallelujah. It is my pleasure to be on the broadcast, the true word. My name is Moray Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. And we welcome you of the House of Israel of Atlanta to this broadcast. For today, we truly have a power-packed broadcast, for you don't want to miss it. We're going to be talking about something that is very important and vital that everyone who says they know who they are, and even our people who don't, even the world, better get to know what the Creator is going to do in these last days. But before we go into our great subject, we're going to have a song of praise. And you know what it's called? Moving Forward.
Like
Hallelujah. Truly, there's no one like the Most High Yahweh. Praise the mighty Yahweh today. So important today, my people. We need to look at our plight as Yah's people today. So many things are being revealed right before our eyes, and if you're blind, you won't be able to see it. If you have spiritual blindness will cause you not to be able to understand what I'm saying. You know, I find it amazing because we have a beloved elder sister in our congregation. Her name is Elder Elisheba, and I hope she don't mind me speaking about this great elder sister. This sister is blind physically. She lost her sight. But guess what? Spiritually, her perceptibility is keen above many. And so, in other words, the Creator, when he speaks of blindness of our people, he's speaking in a spiritual understanding sense to understand that you could have eyes, but you really can't see what he's talking about. You could have ears and you can't hear and hearken to understand this. You could have the best education in the world, and guess what? You still can be spiritually blind. And guess what? Yahweh has said this concerning his people. Who's Yah's people? Yahweh's people is none other than the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of the world. Did you know that you are the chosen people of the true and living Elohim? Did you know that you are the bloodline descendants of kings and queens, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Did you know that at one time, we were in the glory of all lands of the earth? And of course, the glory of all lands of the earth is none other than the land of Israel, the land that we were kicked out of because of our disobedience, because of our idolatrous mindset. Yahweh put us out. And today, my people, we're going to go in great detail into things that have put us in the plight that we're in today. And we're going to set the record straight today. We're going to see all through Scripture why the Almighty in these last days is showing us through all the murders of our people, through all the discrimination of our people, the Almighty, he told us that he was going to visit us. See, he visited us in first Egypt. He came to his servant, the prophet Moses, and he let Moses know what was going on. And a lot of our people don't know what's going on because even their leadership, they don't know. They're lost. They're blind, spiritually blind, to the extent that they don't even know what to tell the people. With all the things that's happening today, it would be a tragedy not to know what direction we're supposed to really go in. And guess what? We have truly not been taught what direction to go in because most of the leaders, they don't know. They're going by their own hearts. And Yahweh prophesied that this would happen to us. For instance, let's first and foremost, and we're speaking of the plight of our people. Let's go to the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. Let's go to Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, and see what thus said Yahweh concerning this matter. I mean the whole matter of what is happening today. And we're going to set the record straight on what is the remedy. Yahweh has a remedy. Yahweh is our judge. He's our healer. If we needed anything to know what situation that we're in and what time it is and what we got to do and what we shouldn't do, shouldn't we be able to go to the one who made us? And in Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, look what Yahweh lets us know in his word to his prophet to give to his people. Let's start reading at the 17th verse. It says, they shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images that say to the molten images, you are our Elohims. That means you are our powers. This is what our people are saying. And just think, what good has it done our people to be in the religions that they have been in since we've been here as a nation? And we're going to show what Yahweh prophesied in his word that our people would do. See, one thing I love about Yah's word, if we wanted to know exactly what is happening, what's going to happen, and what happened in the past, all we had to do was look at his word. All we had to do was trust him. And he told us one day we would be ashamed. And this, furthermore, in the 18th verse, he said, hear you deaf, and look ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, or as deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is as blind as he that is perfect and blind as Yahweh's servant? There's no one. Yahweh is letting us know there's no one more blinder than us. And you know, when the blind lead the blind, you stumble in the same spots and you don't go no further because you're being led by people who can't see. They got eyes, truly, but they can't see which direction to go in. And Yahweh told us all we had to do was trust in him, and he would have directed our paths. But we didn't trust him. So therefore, now we're paying the price for our own heart's lust. He said, seeing many things, but thou observest not. Opening the ears, but he heareth not. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. And of course, to magnify something means to make it bigger. When Yahweh leads his people in righteousness, he don't lead you to a wrong road. So in other words, if Yahweh leads you in the path of righteousness for his holy name's sake, he's not going to lead you into something that is wrong. He's going to lead you to a path that as you continue in that path, you increase in the knowledge that he has already given you. You wouldn't be led by Yahweh, and Yahweh knowing your heart is right, and you're seeking truth, and you're walking in the ways, and you're hearkening to his servants, the prophets, and then all of a sudden, you say to yourself, wait a minute, that prophet didn't know what he was talking about. Yah's prophet didn't know what he was talking about. Actually, he gave the truth to me. He gave the truth to Pastor Pushfoot or Reverend Bobo or Iman Charlie or Moray Billings or Rabbi Raby. No. When Yahweh leads you in the path of righteousness, he increases you in more knowledge. He won't lead you down the wrong path. He won't have you doing a whole about face and say, well, wait a minute, we're going down the wrong road. And he's leading you? No, what he do, he leads you and increase you more in what he's already given you. That's how you can trust the path and the journey that he have you to walk in. You don't have to do no about faces, because that means he would have misled you. Yahweh said he would magnify the law. That means he would make the law bigger. He would make it more appreciative. And in so many ways, Yahweh is showing us how appreciative that we should be to his perfection of his laws. Just think, he commanded us when we went into captivity, even this captivity in Babylon in the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, he commanded us to build ye houses. He commanded us to plant you gardens. He commanded us that you get married and beget children. Because the Almighty knows down the road, because he knows the past, the present, and the future, just what would really help us and be a blessing. Just think if we didn't have all these house notes and apartment notes. Just think if we would have been patient and did what thus said Yahweh. And I'm talking to myself as well. Just think if we'd have been patient enough to build our own homes. Maybe it would have took 5-10 years. Maybe we would have had to rent a place till we'd done the commandment of Yahweh. But we're not even trying. And look at the benefits we could have reaped. We could have been owners of our own homes. We would have bought the property. We would have built the house, the boards we would have purchased, the sheetrock, the pipes, the lights, the electricity, the stairs, or whatever you got. You would have bought it yourself. You would have been patient and waited, and you and maybe your fellow brothers would have helped you build the house, your house, and you would have done the same out of love with your brother and built his house, helped him get his house together. And just think, you wouldn't have to pay the savings and loan. You wouldn't have had to make the borrowing of paying Mr. Charlie to rent his apartment to get a certain year mortgage and have to do a refinancing every few years just to keep up with the notes. And you know, the Most High actually told us in his word that, and you could hear and feel his spirit when he told us these things. For instance, let's go to the book of Isaiah, the 48th chapter. Isaiah, the 48th chapter. Y'all, we got to understand, this is our Egypt. This is our Egypt. Look at Isaiah, the 48th chapter. And look at what God said Yahweh in the 17th verse. It says, thus said Yahweh, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as the river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Did you feel that? Did you feel the spirit of the Creator speaking when he say, oh? It's like when you say, oh my goodness, if you would have just listened. Oh, that you had hearkened to my commandments, you would have had peace. In the 19th verse, he said, thy seed also had been as the sand, and the offspring of thy bowels like the gravel thereof. So in other words, all of these police murders that they've been murdering our people for the longest, He said these things would have been eliminated, and our seed would have multiplied more than it is today. His name should not have been cut off nor destroyed from before me. And that's my people. That's my people, what we got to understand. Yahweh is letting us know our name have been destroyed. That means it's been dismantled. But it don't mean you can't get it back. Now, in order for us to get it back, there are some things we got to do. In order for us to profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, we're going to have to listen to his prophets, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. In order to profit, you're going to have to obey his prophets. But we have not been hearkening to his prophets. We've been hearkening to the ambassadors of hell. We've been hearkening to some people who have been given to change. We've been hearkening to people who don't even know who they are. For instance, I want to show you, my people, that we don't realize this is our Egypt. This is our second Egypt. For instance, look what Yahweh let us know in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and let's read the 15th verse together. This is what it says. But it shall come to pass that if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. So in other words, when you skip down to the 63rd verse of these great curses that have only happened to us. Did you hear me? I said they only happened to us. And you'll be able to see when you look at this curse. You'll be able to see, for those of you all who are trying to understand and learn, why is our people so upset? And some of you all already know, going to Missouri, to going to where our brother Michael Brown was murdered, and hearing about Eric Garner and how they choked him to death, all these things that have happened to us. You know the Almighty had to tell a prophet before these things would have happened. And that's how you can trust him. That's why you should stick with Yahweh. If you're trying to learn about Yahweh, then you need to learn to stay with him and be rooted, so that from henceforth, you won't be dismayed. You won't be confused. For instance, look what Yahweh said in the 63rd verse of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. He said, "And it shall come to pass that as Yahweh rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so Yahweh will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And Yahweh shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth even to the other." And that's what they did. These white folks came on the slave ships that it took them a while to build and the chains to lock us up. And they came from the west, where we are now. That's where they were. They came from the western hemisphere, one end of the earth, all the way to the Middle East, where we were, and in the places when we were kicked out of the land of Israel and were scattered and took sanctuary to the African nations who betrayed us and sold us to the white man, which is prophesied in the book of Joel. And so, in other words, they came from one end of the earth to the other end, the east, and brought us all the way back to the west. Yahweh don't lie. He said, and there thou shalt serve other gods. And I mean, when Yahweh said serve, he mean like a slave. And that's what our people do. They serve, A-L-A-H, A-L-L-A-H, they serve him diligently. They serve J-E-S-U-S, or call them what you want, Yahshua, Emmanuel, Yahushua, Hahusha, call them what you want. They serve him. You can't get them to take up for the word of Yahweh above these false gods who haven't done a damn thing for us as a nation of people. They'd be quick to tell you what Paul said. They'd be quick to tell you what Yahshua said, or Christ. They'd be quick to tell you what A-L-L-A-H said. But they will not be as quick to respond to the words of the true and living Creator, whose name is Yahweh. He said, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. All the wood gods. Christ died on a piece of wood. Yahweh already knew this. And there were 15 other lies on the earth before this 16th lie, because there's a book out there called The 16 Saviors. It explains every one of the same lie with different names. And Yahweh said, among these nations shall thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But Yahweh shall give thee there a trembling heart, a failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life, check this out. He said, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night. Like our brother was murdered, Eric Garner, choked to death in broad daylight. We ain't talking about in the night got shot or somebody broke in. We talk, and not only that, they even filmed it, and it still didn't do no good. He said, thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have what? None assurance of thy life. I don't even know why they call insurance life insurance. I have no reason, I have no understanding of why they would call it life insurance, because it is absolutely the opposite. Because there is no insurance that you or me can buy to insure life. So they ought to call it death insurance. And for as good as it's doing us to protect our life, they may as well call it death insurance, because it certainly have not assured our life. He said, you shall have none assurance. And you all know, all of you all that have my same blood, that you are Hebrew, a black man or woman in America, and all the places in which we were scattered, you know that our life as a nation of people hang in doubt because of these curses, and because we didn't hearken to the voice of Yahweh, I Elohim. And the only way that you can have strength, the only way that you can overcome something like this, is you're going to have to trust and obey Yahweh. The only way we were able to break the curse of serving gods of wood and stone, like we don't do, most of you that hear me and truly don't serve JC, Yahshua, Emmanuel, and all these other garbage names they've given to the lie of the Paiso family and the lie of a man named Marcion. Praise Yahweh. You should praise Yahweh that he delivered you and saved you from this idolatry. You don't worry about this curse no more. You know you have to serve Yahweh. But if your mind is cursed,
and you don't trust in Yahweh, and you don't serve Yahweh, and you don't obey his commandments, he said your life shall hang in doubt and shall have none assurance of your life. He said, in the morning thou shalt say, I would it were morning. He said, oh, Elohim, I wish it were morning. For the fear of thine heart, wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. So it don't make no difference whether it's evening and morning. It makes no difference. A lot of us, as our people was on the plantations, the first thing they were saying in the morning, I can't wait till it's evening to get off this plantation. I can't wait till it's morning so that I could at least have some kind of peace when it was evening time. They wished it were morning. They wished the day was over. Because as soon as they got and working on the plantation, they knew that it was going to be hard, forced, toiling labor. And guess what? Us, if we had obeyed the commandments of the Most High, some of us that's toiling to pay these house notes, some of us that have to go to the store every day, if we would have just obeyed Yahweh and built our own homes, we wouldn't even have a mortgage. You could save that. You wouldn't have to go to the store and buy your groceries all the time. You could have went in the backyard in your big garden that you built, that you took time out to do it right because you knew it was going to be vital to your life because you were keeping the commandments of Yahweh. And you knew that his rain and his snow helped your garden to grow. You would have, we would have appreciated him more. And we'd have been able to save money. But we're paying the price for not obeying the Most High. And he's saying now, he's saying, I'm going to magnify the law and I'm going to make it honorable. And believe you me, I thank Yahweh that he's showing us just how much of a shame that we should be, all of us, because we haven't been trying to build our own homes and we haven't been planting our gardens. Some of us have, some of us have not. We should be trying to think as big as we can. When we plant gardens, that it be enough for a season if you got enough property. If not, then we might have to help each other to have a garden. But nevertheless, we need to return to the commandments of Yahweh. That's how we profit. That's how we'll be able to be a light to the nations. That's when the people would say, what a wise and understanding people. I noticed they don't even have to go to the grocery store. I remember when I was young and lived in the country sometimes, when my mother and father took me in the country to stay with my grandfather and grandmother who had a garden, and we stayed over the weekend. I remember it was rare to go to the store. They had everything there. They had a big garden. They didn't have to go to the store. They had a water well in the backyard. They had a house. So Grandpa didn't have to go to some job. Think about it. Because everything that we're doing amounts to us being able to eat, have a place to stay, and have a little something to drink. And that's why Yahweh let you know these things are so valuable to him that according to the law in the book of Deuteronomy, if a man had not eaten the fruit of his garden that he planted, he said he is excluded from coming and going to war. He said if a man had built a new house and hadn't dedicated it, he said, let that man stay there. We have not tapped in the values of the commandments of Yahweh. Think of the less stress we would have if we were to keep just these commandments. Just built our own house with no house note. No paying no mortgage. No having to worry about paying the bank and the savings and loan. Not having to worry about spending your money all day long at a store. Because you would have had what you needed right there at home. Think of the money that you could save. Think of the stress that would have been less. Furthermore, the true and living Creator lets us know in the same chapter, in the 68th verse, he said, "And Yahweh shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spoke unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again, and there you shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you." So in other words, that means no man shall redeem you from the curse of this law. As they have lied to us in the New Testament and said that Christ, he died to redeem us from the curse of the law. Well, then why in the world did we come by the millions naked on slave ships, sold to our enemies on the auction block? Well, you don't know why a lot of our people feel this way. They don't even know that we're in Egypt. For instance, go to the book of Exodus, my people. This is our Egypt. Exodus, the first chapter, and look at some of the same characteristics in this Egypt. He said, you're going to go into Egypt again. Egypt translates into the Hebrew word for us, which means bondage. That's why Yahweh said in Exodus 20, "I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." Bondage means slavery. That's what Egypt means to us. That's in the context of understanding what he means in the 68th verse that he said you were going to go into this Egypt by ships. Because we didn't go into the first Egypt by ships. Joseph and 70 of the people walked into Egypt. And guess what? Our people wind up walking out of Egypt on dry land when Yahweh dried up the Red Sea or the Sea of Reeds. So he was talking about a completely different type of Egypt. An Egypt where we were going to be sold on the auction block. An Egypt that we would have lost our names. He said we would have become a proverb and a byword as it is this day. See, our people knew they were Hebrews in the land of Egypt. And the Egyptians knew too. And the whole world knew that Yahweh was the Elohim of the Hebrews. So when Yahweh said that they were going to go into Egypt again by ships, he was talking about almost 400 years ago. Not quite, but the time is just about up. This is our Egypt. Let me show you the similarities. Look what happened in Exodus, the first chapter. Look when the edict was given and the Joseph had passed, look what happened in verse 8. It says, "Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we." Now, how in the world would he know that? You want to know how? He counted us. The census is nothing new. The census is against the law for us to participate in. Because he said, our seed is going to be numbered more than the stars that cannot be numbered nor counted. And it's a great sin to number us. And Yahweh told us, that the Pharaoh said in the 10th verse, come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it comes to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them out of the land. Therefore they set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramesses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And you find in this that this, in the 15th verse, is what the king of Egypt made an edict to do. It says, and the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you do the office of the midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared Elohim and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men, children alive. Hallelujah. They had courage. They had courage, y'all. But let me tell you the courage that they really had, that we were blessed. And this is the courage that we're going to have to understand in our modern Egypt, so that we can see and open our eyes to know what's going on and what the Most High is trying to show us in this Egypt. He said the midwives feared Elohim. And you can read the rest of these verses, and it lets you know, like in the 20th verse, that Elohim blessed and dealt wonderfully with these sisters. They didn't hearken to the Pharaoh. They didn't hearken to Obama. They didn't hearken to the kings of Egypt and the kings of modern Babylon. They did what it took to save their lives and their people. And we're going to have to understand what it's going to take for us to be righteous, where Yahweh will bless us like he blessed these sisters. But you notice, who were they zeroing in on? They wasn't zeroing in on the women. They let them live. They say when there's a woman, a girl child, a daughter, she'll live. But you notice they concentrated on the Hebrew boys, the young black men. The same mentality is right here in the good old USA. They concentrating on the royal seed giver. Can't you see? They're willing to throw them in the river. And that's when you read Exodus, the second chapter, and you read about Moses being put on the waters. See, this is our Egypt. This is the place in which they want to murder more so our black brothers than ever before. And instead of a lot of our sisters even wanting to be with our black brothers, they would rather be with a heathen. They would rather be with the enemies of Yahweh and his people. But a true righteous sister, she is going to understand that she got to help her brothers, her people. Because when you go against one of your brothers, you might as well talk about your own daddy and your black granddaddy and your black great granddaddy. This is our Egypt. For instance, let's go further. Let's go to the bottom line of what the Most High is trying to show us that some of these leaders can't, because they don't even know what's going on. For instance, look what the Creator said in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 9 and see what thus said Yahweh concerning why is it that most of these leaders, all they do is they march with our people, they go to the voting booths, they encourage them to vote, they encourage them to protest, they encourage them that they might be able to get them to be persuaded to think that they are leading them in the right path. But what Yahweh is going to reveal to us is enough to make you sick. Isaiah, the 9th chapter, look what Yah said in the 15th and the 16th verse. He said, the ancient and honorable, he is the head, and the prophet that teacheth lies, he is the tail. For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. And why? Let me show you what the Creator out of his own mouth in Isaiah chapter 56 said about these leaders. I'm talking about all of them. My people, whether it's Jesse Jackson, whether it's Al Sharpton, whether it's Barack Obama, which ain't even truly a Hebrew Israelite anyway. That's why he can't relate to our problems. All he did was gave lip service to when Eric Garner was murdered and they let the murderer go free. Just like a long list. I could call names out all day and night long of the murders of our people by the hand of the police. Look what Yahweh said about the leaders in Isaiah, the 56th chapter. He said in the 9th verse, all you beasts of the field, come to devour. Yeah, all you beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind. Oh, that's what the problem is. Watchman means the leader, the one that the people have chosen to watch out for them. He said his watchmen, talking about Israel's watchmen, are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs that cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. So in other words, Yahweh said they're blind, they're ignorant, and they're dumb. They don't bark. That means they don't warn you. That's what a dog does to warn you from Yahweh. Just read Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter. Just read Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter as well. And you'll see that Yahweh said when one in his coast chooses a watchman, a leader, Yahweh is going to hold the watchman responsible for the people. So it is the watchman's duty to warn the people, not the watchman's duty to just march along with them. And I've got to show you, my people, I've got to show you the mentality that we must have if we say we know Yahweh, so that we won't get caught up in the ways of our people. Yes, we should be concerned of what's going on, because this is our people. And the Almighty wanted us to know, how should we be in a time like this, in these last days, in the plight of our people? How should we conduct ourselves in conversation and in the things that we do? Well, let me tell you something. Protest with them, marching with our people, is not the way. Let me show you the way. You can't listen to your leaders, because Yahweh said they're blind. He said, yeah, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. Isn't that something? But they ain't just greedy dogs. Yahweh called them dumb dogs. Isn't that something? He said they are shepherds that cannot understand. They are all look to their own way and everyone to gain from his quarter. And you know, you could see that in the Christian church. You could see that the little assistant pastor is in the wings just waiting for the lead pastor to croak so he can get him a flock, so he can make him some money. Because they ain't doing a darn thing for us. Can't you see? None of them. A lot of our people thought that the imams of Islam, that they would show our people the way to go to be saved and the way that they should be led in the path to be protected. But it looks like Yah's curse standing strong when our life shall hang in doubt before us day and night and have no assurance of our life. Looks like when Yah said, we're going to see who words is going to stand, mine or theirs. See, one thing our people don't realize, Yahweh said in Isaiah the 40th chapter, the 8th verse, the grass withered, the flower faded, but the words of our Elohim shall stand forever. There's nothing you can do about it. He said, when the word goeth forth out of his mouth, it shall prosper in the thing whereto he sent it. It won't return void back to him. That's why we better obey him, because he's going to do what he say. And the only way he'll turn from killing us is if we turn from our evil ways and the evil of our doings. And as we can see, you can't trust in your leadership. You can see that. Furthermore, let's see what Yahweh told us in the book of Jeremiah, the 5th chapter. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 5 and see what thus said Yahweh. In Jeremiah chapter 5, let's read starting at the 11th verse. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me, said Yahweh. They have belied Yah and said, it is not he, neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see sword nor famine, and the prophets shall become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them. Therefore, thus said Yahweh of hosts, because you speak this word, Brother Elkanah, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people shall become wood, and it shall devour them. Hallelujah. Because that's the way the words of Yahweh are. They are fire. And we're talking about burning fire. We're talking about a fire that only Yahweh himself can quench. So, he let you know the prophets would just be big windbags. And that's why you notice when these preachers are preaching, a lot of them have to have a pitcher of water and a towel because they be lying so much that they start burning up. You see them sweating. So they got to have a towel with all them burning lies that they have stored in them. So they just big windbag. Furthermore, look what Yahweh said in Isaiah the 29th chapter concerning the leaders of our people. In Isaiah the 29th chapter, Yahweh lets us know in the 9th verse, stay yourselves and wander. Cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drinks. For Yahweh has poured upon you the spirit of deep sleep and have closed your eyes. But not only has he closed the eyes of the people, look who else he's closed. He said the prophets and your rulers, the seers, has he covered. Isn't that something? So all the rulers, that means your politicians, that means all of your leaders. Don't make no difference what aspect of life, if they're a doctor, lawyer, if they're imam or moray or rabbi or kohen or preacher or bishop. Do you understand, or so-called reverend, Yahweh is letting you know that many of the leaders of our people, their eyes have been covered. So in other words, Yahweh has called us blind, drunk, in a deep sleep, deaf and dumb. I say it. I see why in scripture he lets us know to wake up, Jacob. Awake, awake. We are a sleeping nation. And we don't realize what Yahweh has told us on just what he said in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, where he said our life would hang in doubt. Let me go further than that. It gets deeper. Let me show you in Jeremiah, the 4th chapter. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 4. For those of you all that's in the corporate world, for those of you all of our people that are CEOs and, you know, big bosses, and because you know a lot of times and most times when our people get positions, they tend to look down on their people. And look what the Creator told us in Jeremiah, the 4th chapter, the 30th verse. And when thou art spoiled, what wilt thou do? Though thou clothest thyself with crimson, though thou deckest thee with ornaments of gold, though thou rentest thy face with painting. So in other words, like our beautiful sisters who don't, they just are the most beautiful women in the world. And a lot of them that try to look good for the heathen, rather than to serve Yahweh and keep his commandments. Yahweh said you could put on all the makeup you want. He said you can wear all the gold and silver and jewelry you want, and you can deck yourself, brothers, with the best suits, ties, you know, to impress the heathen, when you should be wearing the best of your garments to worship Yahweh on the Sabbath day and the new moons and all his holy feast days. But you try to look good and you dress good, and you put makeup and lipstick and rouge and all these things on yourselves. He said, in vain shall thou makest thyself fair, beautiful. He said, thy lovers will despise thee. They will seek thy life. Hallelujah. Yahweh, you know you ain't lying when you saying this. He said, they seek your life. They're seeking to kill us. Isn't it obvious? It's deep, y'all. It's deep. And we always wanted to be like everybody else. That was our worst, most sickest disease, is not wanting to be like who we are, but wanting to be like everybody else. We have a record in these scriptures concerning this. Now, understand, look what Yahweh said in Isaiah, and we're about to open our phone lines up, y'all. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. Now, we were out last week, so in other words, we truly We truly want you to be able to express yourself since we was able to be out last week. So if you call area code 323-443-7418, hit the number 1, we're going to put you on the air. But I want to read these scriptures. Look at, as I mentioned, in Isaiah. Let's go there and see what the Creator has to say. Let's understand in Isaiah, the 49th chapter, what thus said Yahweh. And we're going to go right to our callers after I read this verse. So it's very important that we understand so that we won't make the same mistakes our fathers did. Look what Yahweh said in the 24th and the 25th verse of the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus said Yahweh, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with them that contended with thee, and I will save thy children. Uh-oh, there it is. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to save your children, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with sweet wine, and all flesh shall know that I, Yahweh, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Yahakov. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. We know if we want our children saved, Yah said he going to save them. And how do he do it? When we keep and return back to his law. And right now, we're opening our phone lines up. All you got to do is call 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. And right now we're going to area code 404. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom to you, Aki Elkanah. How are you, my brother?
Shalom, my beloved brother. How you doing?
Do you recognize his voice?
I believe you sounding very familiar, like a brother I've known for a long time.
Hey, you better believe it. These familiar spirits don't ever forget each other. This is Yirmiyahu. Shalom.
Yirmiyahu. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise Yahweh. How you doing, beloved?
Brother Tov. Tov. I mean, hallelujah. You talking about somebody in the blessing business? The mighty Yah, my brother. I have testimony on top of testimony, but what I want to do right now is just commend you for crying aloud and sparing not and bringing a very good, strong message, my brother. Very good, strong message. Very well needed.
Praise the mighty Yahweh, brother.
Station.
You know how much I love you, man, and I hadn't seen you in years. And so
that's
one day
all right.
We get to the class.
You better believe it. I'll be right over there, my brother. Like I said, I've been kind of out of things for a minute, but Yah has brought me back, my brother, tremendously. So,
well, praise Yahweh.
My whole life is dedicated to him henceforth and forever, my brother. Henceforth, and may you, my brother, live forever.
And brother, you too, beloved. And I also, before you leave, I just wanted to know, had you been in contact with Sister Borders? Because I don't have any phone number or anything to reach her.
Shalom. Yes, I have. In fact, I just recently reconnected with her. And I think I still have your personal number. Yeah, I do. I have it in my
phone. I'm going to give you, do you have my cell? Because I'm about to give it to the, I'm giving it over there. But I definitely want you to have it so you can call me after this broadcast at about 5, 10 minutes after 5. I want you to give me a call.
You got it, my brother.
Okay, and here's the number. Area code 404-579-7900.
404-579-7908.
That's it, my brother.
I have you locked in, my brother. I will give you a call. Praise Yah. Keep the message going strong, my brother. I'm in your corner, in your support.
Well, praise the mighty Yahweh, brother. It's always good to hear from you. May the Holy One of Israel bless you and your family to live forever. And I love you, brother Yirmiyahu.
Love you too, brother. Always will. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Praise the true and living Elohim. What a blessing to hear from my beloved brother. Praise Yahweh. And I praise Yahweh for this broadcast. I praise Yahweh for all the house of Israel of Atlanta. We at the house of Israel of Atlanta, I got to tell you, we work as a family. I want you to understand, it is them that helped this broadcast to be brought forth, our television broadcast to be brought forth. As a matter of fact, I've got to announce various other ways that you can follow us throughout the week, throughout the month, and forever to the Almighty bring us all together, because I know there's listeners all over the world of our people returning to the Almighty. And I need to, before our next caller, I'll need to give information out. And this is the information. If anyone across, and I'll better say outside of Georgia, because I would want the people from Georgia to worship Yahweh on the Sabbath day. But if you're not in Georgia, then you could watch our Sabbath broadcast live starting between 11:15 and 11:30. All you got to do is go on to our website, houseofyisrael.org. That's houseofyisrael.org. Oh, excuse me, houseofisraelatl.org. One more time, the House of Yisrael, ATL.org. And you can pick us up on Ustream. You can pick us up on Ustream at 11:15 and 11:30 when we start on a Sabbath day, live on Ustream. And that's Eastern Standard Time here in Atlanta. Praise Yah, so we can keep up with one another. Also, we have a television, national television broadcast that comes on the World Wide Web. It's called The Disciples of Yah. And all you got to do is go under the website every TUES day, late night, at 4:30 a.m. Some people call that the next morning, but it's still dark. So that means it's still night. That's every once a week on the TUES day, late night at 4:30 a.m. You can write this website down, no matter where you at. You can see the broadcast. That is www.aibtv.com/AIB Everywhere. Again, our TV broadcast that comes on every TUES day, that late night going into the next morning on the WEDNES day. And you know why I don't call out the days of the week, because Yahweh told us to be circumspect in Exodus 23, verse 13, and make no mention of the names of other gods, and neither let them be heard out of your mouth. So I don't give them that praise. That those days belong to Yahweh. The only day of the week he named was the Sabbath day. Called it the Shabbat. The only month that he named is called the month of Abib, and that's the first month of the year. And the reason why is because sometimes, every so often, if the winter season extends, we may have to add a 13th month. So you can't lock Yahweh into anything, because the Almighty told us he changed the times and the seasons, and he gave us lights in the heavens for signs, for seasons, for days and years. So that's the only month that he named was Abib. That's the beginning of months, the month of the green ears of grain. And lastly, you can also see many of our broadcasts on YouTube. You just can put in my name, Elkanah Israel, and that's Elkanah Yisrael. You can go on to YouTube, put in that name, and you'll see some broadcasts on YouTube.
praise Yahweh. And we're trying to get the message out all over the world. If you know of any ministers that would like to debate me and feel like they need to teach me a lesson and that they need to set me straight and that I'm teaching wrong, all you do is give them this number, 404-579-7908. Or they can call me at 770-603-6018. 404-579-7908 or 770-603-6018. I will be glad to debate or discuss, if it came to it, any matters when it comes to the words of the true and living Elohim. Hallelujah. Furthermore, let's continue in this broadcast. And of course, as I said, we open our phone lines up. All you have to do if you got a question or comment is to call. Area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1, and we're going to put your question or your comment on the air after we read a few more scriptures, because it's very important, y'all. Look what Yahweh told us. Look what his word lets us know when it comes to him. He said in Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, let's go there right now. Jeremiah chapter 17. Let's look at the 5th verse of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. Very important. Thus said Yahweh, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from Yahweh. Cursed be that man. See, you have to understand, my people, most of our people, as I mentioned yesterday in the Sabbath class, most of our people and most of the world have been blinded and misled in some of the most secret things that has not truly been revealed to the world. They've been lost. Now, I've got to show you this because they've been trusting in man. That's why Yahweh said, cursed be the man that trusts in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from Yahweh. But look at the look at the verse in the 7th verse where Yahweh said, blessed is the man that trusts in Yahweh and whose hope Yahweh is. Blessed is that man. But when you trust in another man, a creature, rather than the Creator, he curses your mind and he gives you to your own heart's lust because he see you're not acknowledging him. And my people, guess what? Don't you know that that's the reason why Yahweh is whooping us as bad as he is? Is because we're ignoring him as a people. Think about it. Our people have been protesting and marching and voting and begging and crying for years. But they have not even thought about. Let's go see what Yah said. Well, guess what? He even prophesied that one day we would say this. Yes, he did. He didn't leave nothing out. Just go to Jeremiah, the 5th chapter, and see for yourself. Go to Jeremiah chapter 5 and look what thus said Yahweh in the 19th verse. He said this was going to happen. He said one day our people were going to wonder what in the world is going on. Why do they keep murdering us? Why are we being discriminated against? It seemed like it's just us. Well, it is. Jeremiah 5, verse 19, it says, and it shall come to pass when ye shall say, wherefore does Yahweh our Elohim all these things unto us? Then shall thou answer them, like as you have forsaken me.
And this is what Yahweh is telling me and you that know the truth and telling your people. This is what he's telling you to tell them. Like as you have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall you serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Now I see. I see what Yahweh's saying. He's revealing to us what is happening to us. And that we know. See, our people know something ain't right. I was watching a sister on television who had lost her son, shot by the police. And there's so many sisters was marching just yesterday on the Sabbath. But just think, if they would have turned that Sabbath day, that precious day, into serving Yahweh and worshiping him in his sanctuary on the Sabbath day like we're supposed to, they would have a better understanding of why these things are happening. And see, our people have not zeroed in on it. For instance, look at Psalms chapter 73. Psalm 73. Look what it says. Look what it says in the 14th verse. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. So in other words, the servant of Yahweh in Psalms 73, Asaph, it's saying all day long it looked like I'm being plagued, I'm being chastised every morning by Yahweh. Why is this? I'm catching hell. I don't understand it. It was too painful for me. And then look what the 17th verse says. Until I went into the sanctuary of Elohim, then understood I their latter end. See, in other words, that's what you get in the sanctuary of Yahweh. You get understanding. You get wisdom. You get knowledge. You would understand what's going on. But our people don't even know what's happening. And we hurt for our people because they don't know. And we have a caller from area code 404. Shalom, shalom, you on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray Elkanah. This is
Shalom, my queen, Sister Yanis. How you doing?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful, and I just wanted to say that I truly am enjoying the program. It is actually a wonderful, wonderful program. And one of the things that I wanted to say is that we have a job to do concerning waking up our people. Because we're living in these days now where, you know, our people are asking the questions, but we have to give them the answers, and we have to put this word out there in whatever way, by any means possible. And one of the things that our people don't understand is that while they're out here protesting and out here at these podiums, that's not going to help us. We've got to return our Creator. He is the one. He told us to cry to him. Yeah. And we've got to learn how to cry to him and ask him to hear us. He's the one that would deliver us as he delivered our forefathers out of the first Egypt that they were in. Yeah. And one of the things that our people have to realize, you know, the Most High said that our enemies would one day come and say, our fathers have inherited lies.
Yes,
you know, they've told us a bunch of lies. They told us we were the true Jews. They told us that you all were nothing.
Yes.
But, you know, if you just take it, and I'm telling your listening audience, if they would just take the time to go on YouTube and see that the Most High's word don't come back void. It's all kind of folks, even though it's been out there, but it's concentrating now.
You hitting the nail on the head of one of the scriptures that I plan to close out with
to show our people the very words that you said. You're absolutely right on the money.
Yes, and I wanted to say, and I'm not going to take up too much of your time, but at the Israelis, you got the even the Esau out there saying, we know we're not the people. Israel, wake up. Even Israel, who's supposed to be awake, wake on up. Because some of Israel is going back to sleep. And it's time for us to get busy for Yah, because we don't have a whole lot of time left here. We don't have time to play. We don't have time to be doing foolishness. It's time for us to wake up, Jacob, so we can get up out of here, because we don't have a long time. But we got to get it together with our Yah. And
Hallelujah.
I thank you so much for your time and allowing me to make this comment. And I praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to know who we are, because it's a blessing, it's a privilege to know that we are the Most High's people. And it's a privilege to be able to speak His words wherever we are and whoever we're speaking it to. And
you're
we have to be true to Yah, because He's the only one that cares
about
Israel.
You're
Hallelujah.
Right. Thing you said is right on the money, and I love you very much, and I praise Yahweh that me and you have been brought together by only the divine power of the Most High, and for us to
Hallelujah.
Be on understanding, because that's the way the Most High want it to be, for us
praise
to be in one understanding, especially marriage.
Praise the mighty Yah, and I pray that for
praise
all of our households, I pray that for all of our households, that our brothers and sisters will get on one accord.
Hallelujah. You're right. Praise Yahweh,
praise
and may Yahweh bless you with me to live forever with everyone that hear this message and even don't hear it at this time because they just don't know, and that we might be in that land together, living forever.
Hallelujah. Thank the Most High, and I pray that He will keep you putting His word and keep you well where you can continue to tell the truth to the people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Love you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Praise Mighty Yahweh. And we're going to go to our phone lines again. I just need to read a quick verse so that you can understand in the book of Jeremiah, the 16th chapter, what thus said Yahweh. Jeremiah, the 16th chapter, look what Yahweh prophesied, what happened to our people, as Sister Yanice just said. In the last days, look what the Creator Himself has revealed to us, that even the heathens who already knew we were the people, but they're going to come clean, my people. They're going to come clean. Look what it says in the 19th verse. Oh, Yahweh, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely, our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things where there is no profit. Isn't that something? They're going to come. The nations are already online admitting that they know we the people. But one thing, it was two things I told you that we discussed yesterday in the Sabbath class, that they don't understand. It ain't going to be through no Yahshua. They don't even know. They don't even know how to count their days. They don't even know when a day begins. They don't even know how to count dates from the lights that Yahweh made. And Yahweh actually said that. And we're going to discuss it in our next broadcast. But in the meantime, we're going to go to area code 513. In the time we have left, shalom, shalom, you are on the air.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Well, hi, dear.
How
you doing, Queen?
I'm doing okay. I praise mighty Yah. I'm listening to this, and I'm excited, and I'm so happy that you taught the way you did, and I praise Yah that He blessed me with my first great grandson.
Hallelujah.
This, actually, it was T.H. Knight, but of course they'll say it was F.R. Morning. But anyway, I praise God for that. And it saddens me because, of course, I don't have, my children cannot hear me, but I still am going to hold on to Yah. And I just want to say that for our people who are protesting and doing, and, you know, we have disagreements in Israel, that hopefully Yah will bring us together. But I'm going to stand and do what thus saith Yah, and I'm going to follow. I'm not anything that resembles me doing anything like the other nations, like getting involved with counting days and calendars. I push it away. I reject it. So if Yah have mercy on me and continue to guide me, but I reject it. I just don't be bothered with it. I don't want to. And for our people that's protesting, if anybody can hear me, for Israel, because we got a lot of Israel that's following and getting emotional with what's going on in society, but we cannot get upset with Yah. So we think that we have to do it because Yah has forgotten about us. Yah has not forgotten about us, and we need to be very clear and stand for strength, and do not align yourself with wickedness, whether it's coming directly in your own family or what. Do not align yourself with wickedness. And you were talking earlier about how the Hebrew women, how they were strong, Shifra and Pua, when it came to saving the Hebrew boys. But we got women in our society, Moray, black women, sisters that's supposed to know that we're out here and we're trying to run and hide. We're helping them kill our babies by submitting to abortions and all kind of stuff. And we got to be strong today, Moray. We got to be very strong, and we got to not align ourselves with this wickedness. It's time for us to stand up and stand strong and know that Yah is not a man that he should lie, and he is not going to leave us. What he said he would do, he will make good, and we got to believe that, Israel, even though it looked glim. Sometime we got to believe that and stand strong and not get caught up with the emotions. And I just want to say that real quick, and I'll praise Yah for you and for this broadcast. It's been wonderful.
Praise the mighty Yahweh, sister, and I love you very much, and everything you said was right on the money. The Almighty says abortion is murder. So in other words, we wouldn't be here if truly rape and all these other things that they did to us, our forefathers and us to this day, we wouldn't have survived if we hadn't just done and went through with even the rapes that happened to us, let alone us willingly murdering our children. So look where we at in Egypt. That's what they did to us. They made sure the boys that were born were murdered. And so we're not going to do that. And I agree with you 100,000,000,000%. And I love you, sister. Praise
Yah. Love you too, Moray.
Shalom. Shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh. We're going to go to our, we only have a few minutes left. We're going to try to extend 5 minutes after 5. And the only way you'll be able to hang with us is you got to call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1 and you'll remain on the air, and you'll be able to hear the next 5 minutes because we got callers on the other line. And right now we're going to go to area code 404. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, all right.
Hey, my brother. How you doing, my man?
I'm good. It's a,
praise
it's a
Yahweh.
Great program.
Go ahead. You can call out your Hebrew name. What's that beautiful name you gave us that you said you changed it to?
Brother Azariah.
That's right, Brother Azariah. Praise the mighty Yahweh.
Praise Yah. Yeah, it was just a dynamic program once again. It's very appropriate for what's going on right now because there's a lot of protesting and voting, and they feel it's the only way. You know, even our parents and grandparents, they feel they got to vote more, but they want to ignore the word of Yah. And yesterday I had a funeral go to it, but the pastor there kept saying, JC is the way, JC is the way. And, you know, I wanted so bad to get up and, you know, tell the people the truth. But, you know, it was a funeral, so I couldn't. But in my heart, you know, I wanted to so bad to tell them that JC wasn't the way. And then we
there
all got to return back to Yahweh. So
you said
it was a dynamic program, and, you know, pray for all our brothers and sisters that they would turn back to Yah and live forever. And you too and Yah niece, you know, bless, may Yah bless y'all and live forever too.
Praise Yahweh, and the same to you and your family, beloved brother. Glad you called, Brother Azariah. Stay strong. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. We're going to go to our next caller, which is area code 678. Shalom, shalom. In the next 3 minutes that we got left, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray.
Shalom, shalom, sister. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. I just wanted to call in support because you always hit the nail on the head. And I wish, I hope that there's someone listening that the words that you speak with us said, Yah, will resonate. And I
praise Yah. Praise Yah.
Because it is these protests and the things that's going on, you know, it's already foretold, and it's just coming to pass.
Yes, you said it. Yah already said it, and I'm going to read a verse after my next caller, and then I'm going to read a verse, and we're going to close, but you hit the nail on the head yourself. Yahweh has already told us. That's why Yahweh told us to fear not and neither be afraid. And so that's why it's very important that we understand what you just said. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I love you, Moray, and I'm going to get off of someone else and call in.
Love you too, Elder Naomi. May Yahweh bless and keep you. Take care. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise Yahweh. We're going to our last caller, area code 513. Shalom, shalom. You on the air.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, sister. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Praise the mighty Yahweh.
Hallelujah. I was just calling back in. I wasn't going to say anything. You said to just call back so we can listen in. But
now,
since I'm on the air, I go ahead and give the Creator.
Praise Yahweh. No problem.
Praise.
Well, praise y'all. Love you, sister. You're in the family. May Yahweh bless and keep you, okay?
Thank you. You also.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. And I got to show you in conclusion, my people. Got to show you this scripture in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. You don't want to miss this powerful few verses because it will explain how we should be that understand the words of Yahweh, how we need to be in the midst of our people feeling the way that they do. We should be praying that Yahweh will wake them up so that they would know what to do. And this is what he said in Isaiah, the 8th chapter, speaking to his servant the prophet concerning how we should be. It says in 11th verse, "For Yahweh spoke thus to me with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people. Say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say, a confederacy, neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid." So in other words, when he said our people say, it's a confederacy. So in other words, it's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy against the black man. No, my people, it's not a conspiracy. We don't realize it's Yahweh. It's Yahweh himself that's doing this unto us. He called for the white man and all the nations that reigned over us to hate us. Just read Leviticus, the 26th chapter, my people. Just read Isaiah, the 45th chapter, in the 7th verse, where Yahweh said, "I make peace and create evil. I, Yahweh, do all these things." Yahweh told us in the book of Amos, the 3rd chapter, he said, "Shall it be evil in a city?" And Yahweh has not done it. Yahweh said in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, "Why criest thou for thine affliction? I have done these things unto you." And in Isaiah, the 8th chapter, the 13th verse, look what Yahweh warned us to do. Sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself. So in other words, it ain't truly no conspiracy. It's Yah using the nations to whoop us, to discriminate us. Because what? Because we're ignoring him. We're not acknowledging him. We're not obeying his laws. And the Almighty is upset. He said, sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself and let him be your fear. and let him be your dread. It's Yah. Yah want us to know I'm the one that you supposed to fear. If I be a master, where's my honor? If I be a father, then where is my fear? These are the words of Yahweh to the prophet Malachi in Malachi, the first chapter. Isaiah, the 40th chapter, says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the words of our Elohim shall stand forever. My name is Brother Elkanah ben Israel. You've been listening to the true word. And all you have to do, if you have any phone calls to call me after this broadcast, all you have to do is call area code 404-7908.
You already know what it is.
And may the Holy One of Israel bless the King. Shalom.
Get a praise Yahweh, Elohim. Must live my life. Within this law, must live my life in righteousness. I gotta keep all of his testimony. Man, who made the heavens? Who made the earth in the sky? For the Sabbath day, that's when I acknowledge my holy sign. Exodus chapter 31, 12 through 17. I do not need to worry. Yahweh will save me when I'm in distress and in trouble. He told me to walk humble, like Uzziah the prophet, destroyed for lack of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. He told me to acknowledge him and all of my ways. We living in these latter days. I gotta put all of my trust in his holy name. I know that Yahweh is King. Yeah, he will redeem us out of this hell. We his people, Israel, scattered from one end of the earth, overtook by his curse. I am married to Yah for the better or worse. Give you earth, give you heavens. For Yahweh is the rock, his work is perfect. For all his ways are just. Yahweh is the Elohim of truth. Without him, just and right is he. Praise Yah the Most High, yeah, he is righteous. The habitation of justice, only if you trust his laws and his statutes, precepts and his covenants. Yah sanctuary is full of benevolence, loving all his ways, and I eat into the full. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, can you relate? The law is perfect, and it converted my soul. The law is right, and it is the only way that I will go, because the holy man is to fear Yahweh Elohim, and to keep his commandments. One day there will be a famine. Not prepared, no further trust to hear the words of Yahweh, but they will not get an answer. Why is truth to commit? Oh Yahweh, thou art my Elohim. I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name, for thou has done wonderful things. Thy counsels are of old, are faithful and true. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, and a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, and a shadow from the heat. Hallelujah.